Greetings and welcome to The End, last week, this week, and next week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Ivo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 43rd, highlighted 9 shows in the season finales and finished series section, and 6 of them wrapped within the last week. Additional Postage Required, a dramatized sci-fi story from Jay Petrequin and Moonshot Podcast Network, posted the finale of the first season on June 26th. This show features a cast of LGBTQIA+ actors playing a group of LGBTQIA+ characters, and it'll take you just over 6 hours to listen to the 10 episodes of the first season. The Innis Forgettance, a narrated urban fantasy from Leah Knoll, posted the series conclusion on June 25th. Give yourself about 20 hours to listen to all 45 episodes of this series. Enki, Tales from the Past, a dramatized sci-fi tale from Mario Portella, reached the season 1 finale also on June 25th. There are currently 26 episodes, which last for a total of just under 6 hours. And because we haven't talked about shows that wrapped on June 25th enough, we also have Uncovering Dunridge, a dramatized mystery horror from Adam Bofoni. There are 6 episodes in total, which you can listen to in about an hour and a half. The Walker Mysteries, a narrated comedy from Andrew White and Sally Swift, has reached the season 1 finale. You need just over an hour to listen to all 8 episodes of this season of the sapphic story. Oh, and there are also books that go along with it. More details are at the show's website, linked to in the episode details. Low Light, a narrated mystery from Melanie Crawley, has reached the end of the first season, comprised of 16 episodes and just under 13 hours of entertainment. Don't forget that trailers or snippets of audio for all of the shows are placed at the very end of this audio file, so keep listening.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. Up first is The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station. It's a dramatized sci-fi short story from Striking Distance Studios. It's star-studded, cinematic, and nicely sized. Here's the trailer.
Hi, it's Gwendolyn Christie, and you're about to hear a trailer for the horror sci-fi podcast, The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station.
Welcome to the Helix Station, the Diamond in the Charm. Welcome to the Diamond, the Helix Station.
Percy.
We're here. We're going to be dropping into Helix Station, once the thriving first stop for Jovian colonists.
Do you hear that?
This place is dead, Percy. It's been dead for 20 years.
As Percy can surely remember, 20 years ago, its carpenter drive went supercritical, flooding the station with ionized radiation.
Watch out for these bodies.
Poor bastards. Looks like they were clawing at the doors when they sealed this place.
The UJC has since shut it down and blocked it off. Inside, we can expect fluctuating radiation levels, decaying and possibly malfunctioning antique security bots, and our fugitive, a man who should be considered the most dangerous criminal in the galaxy.
What the hell is that?
It looks like some sort of corpse.
Frozen in a 7-foot popsicle.
Oh, maybe not for long.
Hey, the ice!
We were never gonna get off this station, were we? This is supposed to be a one-way trip.
Run! Run!
Imagine if just one of those things gets off Helix. Goodbye, Ganymede Beaches. Goodbye, Io and Europa.
Yesterday, this was a human being, like both of us. But now?
What's up?
Something's damping on the air vent. Let me take a look.
The
Callisto Protocol, Helix Station. The Striking Distance Studios production.
The Callisto Protocol Helix Station is complete with 6 episodes for 2.5 hours of sci-fi entertainment. My next recommendation is Red Valley, a dramatized sci-fi thriller from Orpheus Studio Productions. I have a fascination with fiction that focuses on the darker side of science, and this one doesn't disappoint, as you'll get a taste of in the trailer.
Wait, hang on a second. Wait. Yep, it's on.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait, should we start this conversation again, or what?
No, let's just carry on.
This doesn't sound very formal to me.
Well, it isn't formal. It's private. I thought that was the point. What?
I want you to take this seriously, okay?
I do. I am.
I need you to.
I promise you, I'm taking this seriously. Come on, you asked me to record it, I went and got your dictaphone. Go ahead, please.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic preservation?
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen fucking head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Hypersleep, stasis, cryonic preservation. We've all enjoyed the benefits of suspended animation. It allows our favorite characters to travel the galaxy or be thrown into the distant future in peaceful, harmless hibernation. But no one asks how it works or where it came from. Red Valley is an audio drama about the creators of hypersleep and the bloody mess they left behind. Episodes will be released weekly from March 30th.
There are 2 complete seasons of Red Valley. Get caught up in just under 6 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 2 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and one of them starts in just a few days. Season 2 of Oracle, a dramatized urban sci-fi anthology from Oracle, starts on July 1st. You'll only need about an hour and a half to catch up with the 4 seasons of Season 1 before then. You can hear the trailer to the show at the end of this audio file. And that's all for this episode of The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 43rd issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. Six more trailers for you. Additional postage required.
Okay. Hello. This is Clem Bianchi. I'm a courier, delivering mail in space, one package at a time. If you're hearing this message, I need some help. I'm trying to deliver a package to a guy on Pluto. Says his name is Gorge Flummox. If anyone knows a Gorge Flummox on Pluto, please let him know I've been trying to reach him about his box of Lunarian cheese. I know the box is full of cheese because, for the last few weeks, I've started hearing things when I touch my cargo. When I pick up a letter or a package, I hear conversations and sometimes even see things tied to whoever the mail is for or from. I call it the letter opener. It's yanked me into some real situations. A haunted house, a pizza delivery drag race, and even a revolution to take a city back from the bigwigs who keep its hoverboard sports engine humming. You can hear all about it on Additional Postage Required, a bi-weekly audio drama on the Moonshot Podcast Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Anyway, if you know Gorge, please tell him to give me a call. I think his cheese is starting to move around in the box.
Additional postage required. A dramatized sci-fi story from Jay Patekwin and Moonshot Podcast Network has reached the end of the first season. The Innes Forgettance.
The Innes Forgettance is a folk fantasy podcast set in an alternate Appalachia and faraway Celtic fort. You can help support me and this story by sharing it with your friends, posting on social media, or by clicking the link in the description to buy me a coffee. I'm glad you joined me this week, and stay safe out there in the woods.
When the blinds reveal their secrets by the lanterns fading gleam, conjure all the light within you, for to fate than never see.
Well, hi there. You must be new in town. Inniscombe's a tiny mountain village. Won't take you long to find your way around. Come on down to the corn shucking later on. Someone's sure to let you hitch a ride in their wagon. But you better steer clear of Porter Hollis. And the woods. Especially the woods. According to rumor, 17-year-old Porter Hollis is to blame for his mama's crying sickness. You see, he's been bewitched by the never-seen, spirits haunting the forest who possess townsfolk's bodies and steal their souls. No one knows how or why the never-seen afflict this town. And don't you ask, don't you dare ask. Folk get all up in arms when someone starts sniffing around, asking about the past. Anyway, where was I? Oh, hope you'll stay a while. You might be new, but folk will warm up to you soon enough. It's getting dark now. Find some place to stay the night before the never-seen float down from the mountains looking for a soul like you. Written and narrated by me, Leah Noel, with special appearance by David Walker, The Innes Forgettance is a fiction podcast that straddles timelines set in an alternate Appalachia and faraway Celtic fort. Travel with Porter Hollis as he sets on a journey to untangle the lies of the past and a spell woven of darkness and fear. Will he bring about Inniscombe's deliverance? Or its end.
The Innes Forgettance, a narrated urban fantasy from Leah Noel, has reached the conclusion of the entire series. Inky, Tales from the Past.
Welcome to Inky, Tales from the Past. I am Ea, Prince Heir of Anu. I hail from Nibiru and journeyed to planet Ki over 13,000 years ago. Today, you call it Earth. As I set foot on this unknown world, I was filled with a mix of excitement and trepidation, unsure of what to expect. What mysteries awaited me on this strange planet? What adventures would I encounter? As I explored Ki, I encountered beings unlike any I had ever encountered before. It was an adventure filled with wonders and chaos, breathtaking landscapes, and profound spiritual practices. Through my journal entries, I will take you on a journey through the ages, from the earliest days of Ki to the present. I will share with you my observations of the creatures that erroneously call this planet home, their triumphs and their tragedies, and the secrets that lie hidden beneath the surface. So join me as we embark on a journey through time and space and uncover the mysteries of Planet Ki together. This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella.
Inky, Tales from the Past, a dramatized sci-fi story from Mario Portella, has reached the end of the first season. Uncovering Dunridge.
In a television show, when someone goes missing, the world seems to stand still. The lives of everyone surrounding the disappearance are put on hold. Family members don't go to work or school. Even casual friends spend most of their time trying to help find the missing person. Eventually, life must return to normal. Or at least as close to normal as it can, but for a time, the community comes together to help. In real life, however, that isn't the case. Or maybe it is somewhere, but in the forgotten town of Dunridge, New Hampshire, life doesn't grind to a halt when someone disappears. Here, everything keeps going, dismally chugging along with almost no fanfare or commotion outside of the typical small-town gossip. Zachary Williams, 19 years old. Emily Rodriguez, 15 years old. Hillary Rohn, 64 years old. The list goes on and on and on. More people have disappeared here in a decade than anywhere else in a century. And as a result, we seem to have become desensitized to the phenomenon. Everyone here has convinced themselves that the world is a dangerous place where a person can go missing at any moment. And how would they know any better? The majority of the town's citizens have never left. Never seen or experienced anything outside of this. No one ever leaves Dunridge, as the old adage goes. Maybe that's why no one seems to be asking any questions around here. Or maybe it's because if they did, they know they wouldn't find answers that made them feel any better. But it's time for that to change. My name is Elliot Campbell, and I am going to ask those questions.
Uncovering Dunridge, a dramatized mystery horror from Adam Bofoni, has reached the conclusion of the entire series. The Walker Mysteries.
In a world of crime, corruption, and chaos, one woman stands tall. She's dedicated, single-minded, and a force to be reckoned with. DCI Charlotte Walker is on the trail of mysteries.
Excuse me, who wrote this? A force to be reckoned with? Really? It's a bit much, isn't it? Let me try this. In a world of crime, corruption, and chaos, one woman astutely stumbles her way through solving cases. She's easily distracted. She's hopeless at everything outside of her work. She's DCI Charlotte Walker, the Yorkshire tea-drinking, Tizer-loving, love-hearts-eating detective. Look, let me just tell you about this podcast. It's called The Walker Mysteries, and it's basically me talking about some of the cases I've worked on. There's the odd explosion, the odd car chase, but it's mainly just me, my razor-sharp wit and my unwavering determination. Who knows? Maybe you'll learn a thing or two about crime solving. Maybe you'll discover a deep understanding of the human psyche, or maybe you'll just end up laughing at my expense. Either way, it's going to be a wild ride, and I'll even let you turn on the mean arse. So, if you want to hear all about my adventures, tune in to The Walker Mysteries, available on your favourite podcast platform. We'll be waiting for you, with bells on. Well, not actual bells, that would be ridiculous, but you get the general idea. So remind me, what's the podcast again?
The Walker Mysteries, a narrated comedy from Andrew White and Sally Swift, has reached the end of the first season. Low Light.
Low Light. Written, performed, and produced by Melanie Crawley. Episode 1. Under a fingernail moon, cold streets harden as Shirley approaches number 39. She leans the carrier bag delicately against the wall, but rather than knock, she steps lightly away and then sends a message on the neighbour chat. It's on your front step, Gavin. She doesn't want a reply. Brandon Moll at number 26 is folding leaflets for the party in his front room. You can sense his activity rather than see it as Shirley hurries back down Hawthorne Road towards her smokeless fire. Kat stops her in her tracks with a pale, shocked face.
Low Light, a narrated mystery from Melanie Crawley, has reached the end of the first season. Oracle.
Hello, users. Iris here.
So, why do you keep calling me?
I don't. My computer does.
Do you want to use our names, or do you prefer if we stay anonymous?
Anonymous, please. Is that okay?
Welcome to Iris, an anonymous voice chat application that allows users to communicate with another anonymous person for an intimate period.
Wow. I didn't mean to dig all that up.
That's the point of the app, though, isn't it? Not to feel bad about talking about this kind of stuff. What was that?
Nothing.
Even Iris thinks your connection is shit.
Are you a beta tester for Iris?
No. Why?
I just want to talk to a real person.
Oh, God!
I'm here.
If you have not experienced Iris yet, where have you been? The time is now. Download Iris today.
Oracle, Season 1, Iris.
Oracle, a dramatized urban sci-fi anthology from Oracle, starts their next season on July 1st. That's it for the additional trailers. Once again, I'm Evo Terra for The End. Cheers!